This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I'm going to be very happy this Ramadan to bring to you the stories of the awliya. There are so many stories, I don't know where to start, but we're definitely not going to get everything in 30 days. We're filming from the beautiful Islamic Society of Basking Ridge here in the great state of New Jersey. And we're covering what Abu Hanifa said, Al-Qasasu Ahabbu ilayya min al-fiqh. These stories of the righteous are more beloved to me than actually jurisprudence and fiqh. And the reason for that is that stories of the awliya regard the correct application of the jurisprudence, particular to that time and place, as well as context change and everything change. We're going to be studying the early ones such as Umar ibn al-Khattab. We're going to be looking at even stories from Prophet Isa ibn Maryam. We're going to be looking at Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak. We're going to be looking at Abdul Qadir al-Jailani. We're going to be looking at Uwais al-Qarni. We're going to be looking at mothers, the mother of Malik, the mother of Bukhari, the mother of Abdullah ibn Zubayr. We're going to be looking at children who influenced their parents. We're going to be looking at common people that everyone ignored in their life and no one thought anything about. We're going to be covering so many stories, and we're going to be having two special guests. I'm not going to let you know. You're going to tune in every Ramadan and subscribe to the YouTube channel Safina Society. And you want to support it, you can go to patreon.com and find Safina Society there. Jazakumullah khair. Looking forward. Wassalamu alaikum.